Welcome back to the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Angela Bachman today.
It's a great day.
It is a great day indeed. We've finally broken through to some sunshine here in Pittsburgh. It's not so dreary today. Hopefully it's not going to snow again. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Keeping our fingers crossed.
And I really thought we were going to make it out of April this year without snow, but it happens every year.
I don't think so. No. Well, anyways, joining us right now on this happy, happy Friday, hopefully with some better weather than we have, is Chris Garlock of the D.C. Labor Council. Chris, welcome back.
Greetings from the nation capital. Hey, it's always sunny here in Washington, D.C. What can I tell you?
Well, that's nice.
Who do we have to talk to make that happen?
Yeah, really.
I'm lying. But, you know, it's always a good day to be in the nation's capital, put it that way. We have had such a week. I can't tell you. You know I love a good rally, and it's just been, you know, last week we had a big rally against Fast Track up on the Hill, over 1,000 of our friends, and then Monday we had a wonderful rally. Folks from Populism 2015 came down. We met up at the AFL-CIO. You can check out. We have photos. I put a whole album of photos up on dclabor.org. It was a beautiful day. I got to tell you, it had been raining. I think we talked about this on Monday, but the sun burst out. It was a beautiful day. I had a really lovely rally. But here's the thing on Fast Track. This thing, you know, after months or years of not being able to move anything in Congress, and, you know, we've had a problem with that, right? All of a sudden, Fast Track is just fast-tracking along like nobody's business. It is amazing. I think they're talking about a vote as early as maybe next week or the week after. So we are getting busy. We got phone banks going. There's a town hall tonight up in Bethesda on the issue. You know, this thing, and I'll be honest, you know, we had Chris Van Hollen, my congressman. He came out against Fast Track. That was a good day. But then we lost a couple. I know that Ben Cardin, the senator from Maryland, he voted the wrong way in a vote in the Senate. So this is not a slam dunk either way, you know, at this point, to be honest.
Yeah, I have noticed recently in the news in the past, probably, yeah, a couple days, Fast Track has been moving crazy. It's like it finally hit the fast track.
Yeah, although I have to say, I am a little bit heartened to hear you say that it doesn't seem like a shoe-in either way, because what I had heard at first made it sound like, this is going to happen, we're kind of screwed. So I'm glad that it's people are listening at least a little bit to these protesters.
Well, I think one of the reasons that they're fast-tracking the fast track is that they know that if people find out what the heck this thing is all about, they don't like it and they'll be opposed, and it's going to be, you know, a problem. And if they don't get it passed now, you know, it just gets too hot to handle and they have to put it off until after next year's election. So basically they've got this window. They need to do or die on this thing within the next few weeks, essentially. You know, I like our chances. You know, I think that there's more opposition to this. I think politically it's gotten a lot more dicey. You know, trade has been something that they've always been able to get people to fall in line. And, you know, it would not surprise me if that were not the case again this time. But, you know, we've got a lot of folks that are really taking a look at this and saying, you know, this does not make sense. At the very least, let's have a full public debate on this and not, you know, hide this away. So we'll see. Good. We'll keep fighting on it. We will keep you posted. This is, you know, and it ain't over. We're going to be over when it's over. You know, this battle will go on.
Right. And it's funny, too, like you mentioned this at the very beginning, was that, you know, with the current people that we have, we can barely even keep the government functioning because they want to just not even vote to, you know, fund the basics of the government. So how come all of a sudden now it's like, oh, yeah, we're going to get this done really fast. Like, what are you guys doing?
Well, they always say, you know, act in haste and repent at your leisure.
I haven't heard that one, but yeah, that's a good one.
Well, they're usually referring to marry in haste, repent at leisure. So I'm adapting that one. So
I like it.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to talk about is Labor Fest. Labor Fest is back, and it starts a week from today.
I seen that announcement on social media. I was excited.
Yeah, we're getting some buzz. This is our second annual Labor Fest. Just a quick reminder, you know, it's our 15th annual Labor Film Festival here in D.C. We're very proud of that. We've made it to 15. And we've expanded last year into our first Labor Fest. We've got art. We've got history. This year we've got a couple of new things I wanted to mention. This is all, by the way, on dclabor.org. Click on Labor Fest. All the details are there. Got a nice colorful card you can download. But a couple new, I mean, we've got lots of great films. I will talk more about that next week. But one of the, just some of the cool things, for the first time, we've got a labor bike ride. We've been cooking that up for a couple of years. It's going to happen. We already have 100 people signed up on Facebook. So that's going to be, we're going to be taking over the streets, for the bike ride. We've got a thing called a labor history, edit-a-thon, where we're going to get folks together at the AFL-CIO archives at the University of Maryland College Park and do some work, editing history, entries in Wikipedia about labor history. I'm looking forward to that. You know, I do a lot of writing and editing, so that's going to, I've never edited Wikipedia before, though. I've seen entries that needed to be edited. Didn't know how to do it and going to learn how to do it. So anybody that wants to jump in on that is welcome to come be part of that.
Oh, that is so cool.
I know, right? And I think actually, I could be wrong, but I don't even think you have to be there in person. I think there may be a way for people to participate online. So check out our entry on that. That's actually going to be happening on May 1st. We have a whole lineup. I'll run it down next week, but we have a whole kickoff thing happening on May 1st. It's just got all kinds of stuff. Mother Jones, Reed Lang, the Edit-a-thon. We're showing Pride at the American Film Institute. It's just going to be a great day and a great event. And, you know, if anybody listening in the D.C. area, come on down, participate. But if you're not, you know, think about organizing a Labor Fest where you are. Anybody can do it. Probably not this year, but start planning now, and you could be doing one next year.
That's so awesome. Those are some really cool events. And as always, you guys have the most creative events that I've ever heard of, honestly. You really do. I mean, that Wikipedia thing, I'm still back on that. That's really cool. I'm actually pretty pumped about that. I'm really fascinated with how that works. And I think it's fantastic that you guys are getting something to get together to, you know, edit and verify some of the stuff you see on there because of, I mean, going up through school, they're always just like, oh, don't use Wikipedia, even though everyone secretly just goes like, if you want a quick reference on something, you know, you go to Wikipedia. But I'm really glad that someone's taking the time to verify some of that information and just, you know, make sure it matches what it's supposed to match and it's kind of in the right direction of where it's supposed to be.
Well, here's the cool thing is that, you know, we organize the film festival, but a lot of these other things came from other folks who were like, hey, you know, why don't you do X, right? And we're like, hey, great idea. You know, we've got the framework. We've got some resources. We will help. But, you know, we were basically all about, you got an idea, you know, we're going to help you make that thing happen. And that to me is, you know, the best thing about the labor movement is about being inclusive and proactive and creative. And, you know, that's how, you know, last year we had probably 40 events, this year almost 60. I'm not organizing them all. You know, the bike ride is being organized by a guy who organized bike workers here in town, and he wanted to do it. And I was like, hey, go for it. Let's do it.
That's so awesome. We need to get this upstart. I mean, we say this all the time, but honestly, we need to find somebody who can help us do some of this stuff in Pittsburgh because this is really cool. And I love that it's a way that the public can see labor in a different light and is in like a just kind of like a fun light, an informational light, and not the same way that you would think when you automatically think labor, you think work. But whenever how you guys present these events and help people get them together and get them launched and up and running, you see it as in like, oh, that's a really cool thing. Oh, it's sponsored as like a labor event. Oh, that's different. Like, it brings a different light to it, and I think it definitely does really well with the way that something that can kind of be taboo sometimes is presented to the public in a positive way.
Right, and part of the thing about unions that nobody thinks about is part of the point was so that you have free time, right? You bargain so that you don't have to work constantly and you have time to do other things like this.
No, I think that's absolutely a good point. You know, people should think about unions as being really, you know, how do you do something effective with that? And one other thing I wanted to mention, you're reminding me, and this was our young union members came up with this. I wish I could claim credit, but I can't. we're doing, I think, two happy hours before films, and they're both being organized by, I think one's by the Young Trade Union Workers and the other is by a women's committee for one of the unions. And, you know, I tell you what, I'm going to be at them, happy hour, count me in. So, you know, that's creative, it's fun, and, you know, there's food and drink involved. How can you go wrong?
I know, right? That sounds awesome. And as always, real quick, one more time, plug the website so everyone knows where they can find this information.
DCLabor.org. Follow us on Facebook, and we're on Twitter at DCLabor.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us. That was Chris Garlock of the DC Labor Council. Always great, always full of information, and always knowing what's going on in the DC area. Check them out, guys. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Angela Bachman, and you've been listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.